This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taiwan's strongest earthquake in nearly 25 years damages buildings, leaving 9 dead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Taiwan says the earthquake stranded around 70 workers in two rock quarries. The authorities add contact has been lost with dozens of people in minibuses after the quake downed phone networks. Television images have shown neighbors and rescue workers lifting residents, including a toddler, through windows and onto the street. William Lai, Taiwan Vice President, tells the media the most important thing right now is to rescue people. Officials say at least 930 people have been injured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations has suspended movements at night in Gaza to evaluate security issues following the killing of staff working for the World Central Kitchen Food Charity. UN spokesperson Stufan Duharik said on Wednesday.
During the day, our colleagues of the World Food Program tell us that operations are continuing, including daily efforts to send convoys to the north. People are dying, and it is essential that we provide assistance to them.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Israel mistakenly killed 7 people working for World Central Kitchen in a Gaza airstrike on Monday, prompting condemnations and calls for explanations from the United States and other allies. The UN has long complained of obstacles to getting aid in and distributing it throughout Gaza. Britain's main opposition parties are demanding the Conservative government publish legal advice it has received on whether Israel has broken international humanitarian law during the war in Gaza. A Labour Party spokesman said, quote, there are various serious accusations that Israel has breached international law. This is VOA News. The U.S. prosecutor leading the case against Donald Trump for keeping classified documents after leaving office pushed back against the federal judge in the case after she signaled she may accept the former president's claim that the records were his personal property. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith called Trump's claim a, quote, fundamentally flawed legal premise, and said his office would appeal any decision by U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon that would instruct jurors to consider it. Cannon, who was appointed to the bench by Trump, has signaled she is receptive to Trump's claim that he treated the documents as personal under a 1978 law called the Presidential Records Act that let former presidents keep records that have no connection to their official responsibilities. Smith said the documents relate to U.S. military and intelligence matters, including details about the American nuclear program, and could not be construed as personal.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. North Korea says it tested another new hypersonic intermediate-range missile powered with solid propellants as it continues to expand its nuclear and missile program while tensions deepen with its neighbors in the United States. South Korea and Japan had detected a missile launch from the North's capital region on Tuesday. State media said leader Kim Jong-un supervised the launch and called it a key piece of his nuclear war deterrent he vowed to further build up to counter his enemies. Troops from Chad and Cameroon say they have freed scores of civilians who were kidnapped for ransom or to fight with militant groups on both sides of the two Central African states' borders. Moki Edwin Kendezga reports from Yaoundé.
Cameroon's military said Tuesday it had received 5 people from Chadian government troops, including a 54-year-old man and 4 youths between 17 and 24. The 5 civilians who were escorted to the office of the governor of Cameroon's far north region on Wednesday are freed hostages, Cameroon government officials say. They say the men were abducted this year from villages around Kuseri and Logonbini towns on the border with Chad. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
South Africa's parliament speaker has resigned and relinquished her seat in the legislature over allegations of corruption. The resignation came a day after she lost a bid in court to block her arrest. Prosecutors last week said they intend to charge her with corruption. She announced in a statement on Wednesday she tendered her resignation but insisted she was innocent of the crimes. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.